With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's your girl DL Cows back with another season of the Day Is One podcast. So what's up? Welcome to season 3. The Day Is One. It's a podcast for anyone reclaiming their story. At least that's what this season is about. Something that's going to help you win the day one step at a time. You feel me? Things have changed this season, but before we get into that,
I gotta win, win the day. It's a day, a great day to be great. No, I can't sit back. Win a day, it's a day, a great day to be great. No, I can't sit back and wait. Win a day, 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 go win a day. Win a day, 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 go win a day.
Some of y'all listeners have been here before. Some of y'all are new. If you're new, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Go ahead and like, comment, share, do all of that. Tag me in it, tag a friend. It don't matter. Just get it on out there. You know, let's get this going. Let's get this going. First things first, we do a mental health check here. On a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being terrible, 10 being great, where are you today and why? Think about that for a minute. While y'all think about that, I'll go ahead and check in. I'm at about an 8. I was a 9, but your girl is hungry. I ain't 8 today. It's almost 5 o'clock. It is what it is. But I do got me some tea. We'll get into that later. I typically do the same thing with clients. So those of you out there who are therapists, I check in with my client first to see where they are. That's going to gauge what we do for that session. Also, parents, you can add this to your children's morning routine. Just something to keep in mind. I always put those little mental health things into the podcast, but let's get it going. Now, the last episode of season 2 was a year and some change ago. So you may ask, what happened during the break, D? Like, what were you doing? Where have you been? Sometimes you got to pause, and it just is what it is. Sometimes you have to pause. Sometimes your spirit says, nah, I'm not doing that. And your calendar says, go. And that's what basically is what happened. I let my spirit lead me to this break. And I told my calendar, we're going to have to figure some things out. And that's what we did. But in that space, I was healing, I was rebuilding, and now it's time to come back better than ever. We got a new logo, we got some new branding and things like that. We're doing some things differently. We're filming from my spot, as you can see. So during this break, I found parts of myself that I didn't even realize I let go of or that I set to the side. Right. And one of those things is photography. Like, I'm back actively shooting photography again. I'm back actively writing in my poetry bag. I did 2 open mics like 3 weeks ago. I haven't done an open mic in 10 years since I was at PV. And I, boom, just woke up from like 10 years and here I am. Right. That felt really good. I gained my independence, a stronger foundation, stability. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm about to pat myself on the back real quick, give myself some flowers. I don't do this enough, but I have a bachelor's degree in English. I minored in art. I have a master's degree in creative writing. I have 2 children's books that are on Amazon, Be the Light, Omar Talks to the Moon. Go get that. I also have a master's in mental clinical health counseling. I am now getting my PhD in counseling, education, and supervision. So where have I been? I've been in my bag, to be quite honest. It's just been a more quiet, bag, so to speak. Some things that I lost during the break. I was in a relationship for 6 years. I am no longer in that relationship that I had for 6 years. And I won't say, it's been a long time coming or anything like that, but I will say it was much needed. This season is going to be more like season 1, where it's going to be me and then there's going to be guests on some other episodes. But yeah, I don't have that co-host from season 2 anymore. She's doing fine. I'm doing fine. We're cool. Healthy breakups matter. Let me just say that. Healthy breakups matter. You don't always have to beef and be toxic to get out of a relationship. Sometimes it's a simple question. And that's kind of how ours is. Like, she asked me a question. I answered it honestly. And boom, we split ways. You know, and I'm just going to keep it at that. Everything is all good. Went through the healing process. Your girl been dating. Your girl has been dating out here, man. And it has been a trip. I'll get into that probably like another episode. But the love life is cool. Everything is going pretty good right now. I'm going to keep that at that, because that ain't nobody business, you know. Ain't none of your friends business, ain't none of your friends business. You feel me? Y'all know I clown all day. This season specifically is about a bold rebirth and just getting your stride back. But I have some really good guests for us this season. I have people that are established in the mental health community. I have people that are established around Dallas in media, in business, social life, you name it. I'm plugged in and I have these relationships with these people and I plan on getting them on. They're all my friends, some close friends, family. So we're going to have some pretty good conversations this season. And it's still going to be about mental health and lifestyle, but we're going to do it in a different way. You know, I'm going to always have something to give you, something to spit, but we're also going to have a little bit more fun. You know, it's going to be a little bit more light. And I want to say easier to consume the information, so to speak. Just follow me. Just rock with me. But today, specifically, the focus is on rebirth and how the comeback needs no permission. You just owe it to yourself to get up and win again. And that's literally what I'm doing. I typically don't talk about nothing that I haven't been through or I haven't experienced. If I am talking about something that I haven't been through or experienced, it's from an educational purpose or with somebody else. So keep that in mind too. So that's what this is about. And no matter what you're going through, remember, when you are the center of your focus, nothing, and I mean nothing, can defeat you at all. When you are the center of your focus, nothing can defeat you. You may have to take a break, but God doesn't take a break on you, huh? You may not be seen for a moment, but God sees you in every moment. Holla if you hear me. And that's for real. We have to understand that we don't need to just keep making ourselves busy. Just because we're busy doesn't mean that we're doing something. And I think I got caught up in being so busy and realizing I'm standing in the same spot. I'm not making no real progress. And sometimes we have to say, hold on. What is your focus? What is your center? It should have been me, but at the time it wasn't. Now it is, you know, but you have to get to a point where you realize just because you're busy, just because you're doing and all this doesn't mean you're actually doing anything productive for real. And that's a reality check. You got to sit with that for a little bit because it's a hard pill to swallow. Yeah, it's a hard pill to swallow to realize that although you have these things going on, you have these accolades, you have this going on for you and so on, you're not having any real motion. Now your girl having some real motion. Holla at me. But no, sometimes you really do just have to sit down and take a break sometimes and don't care really what other people have to say. Speaking of, a lot of times we also be too focused on the outside. and we need to be focused on what's within and looking at ourselves and what's inside of us and what we can control. We can only control what is in our power to control, which is ourselves, our immediate environment, but we can't control other people, what other people think about us, what other people are doing, what other people say to us. We can't control that. We got to let them. We'll get into letting them on another episode, but shout out to Mel Robbins. But you just have to navigate your life in such a way that you are your center and you're living from the inside out and not the outside in, because that's how we shape the things that we're going through. That's how we shape our environments and stuff like that. Also, speaking of being by yourself, being in that solitude, remember, integrity is bigger than simply doing the right thing when nobody is looking or watching. Integrity is the core of the relationship you have with yourself. Who are you when no one is looking? What are the versions of you that no one will ever see? Spend some time with that for a minute. Who are you when no one's looking? And what are the versions of you that nobody else will ever see? Love those versions of yourself too, because that's your foundation of who you are. And if you don't like it, take the time to do something about it. As you're going through the motions of life, don't be afraid to slow down. Don't be afraid to be soft. You don't always have to be hard and rambunctious and bulldozing through walls and pillars. Sometimes the pillar needs a soft spot to land. That's how the pillar got there. Sometimes you have to sit with yourself and not be so busy and stop making yourself so busy so you don't have to sit with yourself and you don't have to do that work and you don't have to do those things, huh? I'm just saying. But moving on. Now we're going to get to our November issue of Counseling Today and the counseling tip that I have for you from that. Here we go. This is the November issue of Counseling Today. Speaking of sitting down, being with yourself, being by yourself, living from the inside out, slowing down, taking things easy, not worrying about what people are saying about you while you are quiet and to yourself. There's a thing called sound strategy, sound therapy, or vibrational healing. As counselors seek holistic, client-centered approaches to healing, sound therapy, also known as vibrational healing, is emerging as a potential tool. Rooted in ancient traditions and supported by modern neuroscience, sound therapy may help clients assess deep states of relaxation, emotional release, and nervous system regulation. Because water conducts sound better than air, and water comprises 60% of the human body, sound healing can reach deep into our tissues to relax and mend. So on those days where you don't have anything to do, you're sitting there, like, what are you listening to? You know, and have you ever tried to get some sound therapy? Has anybody ever done a sound bath or got some Reiki done on them? I highly recommend it. Those are two things that I did for the first time in this past year. And it is amazing. I have an awesome friend. Her name is Isla Rubin. We also have a nonprofit together that we are starting to have these workshops. Well, not workshops. We're starting to have these sound baths, these community sound baths, really to build community and to give people something that they really haven't had before or experienced before. And it's also very healing. Just like it said, we're produced of 60% of water, at least. I've even heard 70%, 75%. If you put a thing of water and you put a speaker over top of it, you will be able to see the different vibrations from the sound that how the water is moving. And that's how it happens with us. So when we get that sound therapy, that intentional thing going, it really does change our nervous system. And our nervous system is something that we really need to be aware of, because that's also how you know what environments are for you and what environments are not. But we'll get into that on another episode. I swear I could talk forever about this. I'm not going to talk y'all's ear off this season. Okay. moving along the book of the month, because you know, we have to get into the book of the month. We're always reading The Berry Pickers. This is by Amanda Peters. It's about an indigenous family set in 1962. All I'm going to say is One of the children goes missing and ends up living with a different family. I'm just going to leave it there. Y'all should go get this. I got it from Barnes & Noble. It's a really good one. Go get it. By Amanda Peters, The Berry Pickers. And music, Summer Walker, Finally Over It. And boy, did she not disappoint. I mean, she didn't disappoint at all. Shout out to Summer Walker. There's some other music that's going around today too. Twigs dropped today as well. Wale dropped today as well. I cannot think of the other person's name, but it's a lot of music. Go listen to you some good music. Speaking of sound therapy and things like that, this is some good music, something that you can relax and release to, something that you could do some shrooms to. Shout out to Twigs. It's very much Janet Jackson coded. Have y'all heard that Janet Jackson Discipline album? I used to listen to that back in high school when it came out, like over and over on repeat. I blame Janet Jackson Discipline. I blame her. And I blame that album. If you know, you know. Also, shows. All Her Fault. A good show. Also, ironically, I didn't even do this on purpose. A kid goes missing. I don't know what the fad is right now, but a kid goes missing. And yeah, I'm on episode 3. If you've watched it, let me know what you think. And one more thing. Shout out to Alandria. Y'all remember Love is Blind this summer. She's already on the November issue of Bazaar. We love Alandria. This is an Alandria stan page, okay? Don't ever get it twisted. But the message is always powered by Pro Tea. Today's cup is a peppermint calendula bourbon vanilla bean tea. And it is so good. My tea is pretty good. I'm not even going to lie. But that's all I have for y'all today. I got some call to actions, but before we get to that, I want to check back in with y'all mentally, you know, on a scale from 1 to 10, where were you earlier and where are you now and why? Now I'm at a 9. I'm at a 9 because I'm just happy about releasing the podcast again, being in season 3, being here, doing this thing, reflecting on my growth. After this, I'm about to eat. I'm about to have a little fun tonight. But yeah, I got some things to look forward to today. And one of those things is food. One thing that I look forward to doing to keep my number at a 9 and potentially getting to a 10 is just having a good time tonight. It's Friday. See where the night takes us. You feel me? And last but not least, if you're new here, hit that subscribe button. If you've been rocking with me, share this with somebody that needs a pick me up, that needs to rise again, you know, leave a review, tag me. Let's make this thing go up. We're trying to go up. So do what you need to do for me. And I'm gonna do what I need to do for you. Okay. It's a good trade. It's a fair trade. Follow at Win the Day Life Coaching on Instagram or TikTok. Honestly, follow both for more exclusive clips and tips from the Day is One podcast. This is the official podcast of Win the Day Life Coaching. Because I am a life coach, this is what we're doing here anyways. You just get it for free. Holla. You might as well go ahead and subscribe, pay a little coin on the cool, you know. But I'm not begging. Do what you do. We don't beg. What's for you is for you. Clock it. Anyways, also, if you have any questions, send them my way. I will answer them in the next episode of the podcast. What are some bold things you've been up to? Share it with us. Tag me in it. Tag me in your story. What are the bold things that you're up to this week? What have you been up to in the past year? What are some things that you are rising from? Tell me the story about it. Slide into the DMs on Win the Day Life Coaching and let us know. Don't forget to tag and share this with a friend to get your chance to win a free 7-pack of Spirit Spark tea made by yours truly. Okay? That's a free 7-pack and some good tea, okay? You better ask somebody. Peace. Win the day because the day is already won. Also, don't forget, we got some hashtags. Hashtag the day is won. Hashtag win the day. Hashtag my bold rebirth. Peace.
How you gonna win? come from within. You versus you, gotta focus the lens. Standing on 10, back at it again. If you take a L, take it to the chin. It's in my walk, it's in my talk. Look in my eye and they see I'm a dog. Big body monster, ain't never too small. If you can't walk, better learn how to crawl. I don't know about them, but I know about me. I don't never take L's when I wake up my feet. Start the day up, right, brushing my teeth. Say a prayer, then it's time to go eat. Winning the day every day. If you ain't winning, fuck out my way. You know what it take to be great. Apply the pressure, then gon' start off by winning the day. Winning the day, I'm winning the day. Yeah, I'm winning the day. I'm winning the day. I'm winning the day. Yeah, I'm winning the day. I'm winning the day. I'm winning the day. I'm winning a day, I'm winning a day, I'm winning a day, I'm winning a day.